Bezras Hashem, our first topic from Daf Tes is the topic of the threshold of a house, lahalacha, from carrying from a threshold into a house, or from a karmelis onto a threshold, and for that matter as well, a rishus harabim onto a threshold. The sugya is not an easy sugya, both in the Gemara, from what you recall from the Daf, as well as lahalacha. Be'ezer Hashem, what we will do is try to summarize the psak of the Ramah and the Mishnah Brura and give a couple of practical applications as presented by the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Mishnah Brura. Without having done the sugya well enough bi'iyun, it seems to me that the Ein Mishpat as placed on the top of Tesam Abeis describing Askufa, not the best place, but rather should be on the bottom of Chesam Abeis, where the Gemara explains the Tanakama, which describes different types of askufa, and that opinion is borne out in Simin Shin Memvav Sif Gimel, in the Ramah. We will not read the Ramah inside, because the Ramah is talking about a very specific case. What we will do is set down the halachos by reading parts of the Mishnah Brura inside. As described by the Gemara on Chesam Abeis, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph says the following in regards to a threshold. V'chein im loa yerechava arba makom p'tur hu. If the threshold is not four tvachim wide, and as the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Ches spells out that if it's higher than three tvachim from the ground and less than four wide, it's considered a makom p'tur. Technically, al pidina ha-gemara, as our Gemara as well brings out in the bottom of Chesam Abeis, one would be allowed to carry from a threshold that is less than four tefachim wide and three tefachim high, because it's a makom p'tur. There would be another type of threshold that, according to the pure din, one would be allowed to carry from that threshold into a rishus hayachid. And that is a threshold which is a rishus hayachid. A threshold that's a rishus hayachid can exist in two different ways, as described in the Ramah. And that is, as well as borne out from the Gemara again on the bottom of Chesam Abeis, if the threshold is a high threshold, it's 10 tefachim high, which today we wouldn't even describe something 10 tefachim high as a threshold, we would describe it as a step. But if it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, the Gemara does use the word askufa in regards to that step as well, that would be considered a rishus hayachid. Thirdly, another type of rishus that you could carry into a rishus hayachid in, because itself it would be considered a rishus hayachid, and this is found in some instances today, and that is a threshold which is 4 tefachim wide. It's not 10 tefachim tall, and it's not even 3 tefachim tall to be called a makom p'tur. However, it is surrounded on three sides by walls, or even if the door is open, but it is 4 tefachim wide, and there is a mashkof, there is a door frame, or an arch before the doorway, in such a case, then we have a rule of pi tikra yored v'sosem, and the arch above would go down, halachically go down, and create mechitzos, and therefore, since it's four wide, it would be considered a rishus hayachid by itself. In all of the above instances, according to the pure din, one would be allowed to carry from this threshold, either the threshold that's four tefachim wide and three tefachim high, or four tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, or the most likely, four tefachim wide and a archway above, then in all those cases, the last two being rishus hayachid, the first being a makom p'tur, one would be able to carry into the house. However, says the Ramah, and it's spelled out beautifully by the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chaf Ches. Of course, the Ramah is beautiful, but the Ramah is talking about many cases at once. And the Mishnah Brura in Erevin does a fantastic job of just spelling out beautiful pshat in the Ramah, as well as there are two great new Mishnah Berurahs that are out there today whose roles are very different. The Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah does not collect a lot of the contemporary Psak, but they do a fantastic job of spelling out every word of the Mishnah Berurah, just like Lahavdil, the Mishnah Berurah did to the Ramah, as well as, of course, the Oz V'Hadar, who collects the contemporary Psak. They don't explain as much the Pshat in what we call the Mineu Bey of the Mishnah Berurah. Here comes the Lahalacha, Lamaisa, that emerges, despite the fact that all of the three cases technically should be mutter to carry into the house. And that is the Ramah. And of course, we'll be mazmer the Ramah according to Mishnah Berurah, writes, Miyu asur lahachnis mi skupa l'rishus hayachad o ipcha. One cannot take from a threshold into rishus hayachad or the opposite. D'chayshinan shema lo yetikra arba. That even if the threshold is four and the archway above it is four, but many people will not realize that what the reason why the threshold is a separate rishus is only because of the archway above. In fact, we had on Tesamet Aleph, Manda Amrim, that described where the archway was less than four, even though the threshold below it was four. Va'az, and therefore, says Rama, Im eina skupa gavoa shalosh, yesh la hadin shalifaneha. We don't accept the pure halacha that under an archway of four, for a threshold of four, it would be acceptable to carry, but rather it has the din of the lefaneha. And now we apply the rule of the acherim, and that is that if the door is closed, so then it has a din of rishus harabim. Again, it's a gzeira midrabban, and it has a din of the rishus harabim, and we don't view it as a separate rishus. Continues the Ramah, va'afilu im gavoa shlosha, and even if it's three high and four wide, then in such a case we should say that it's a makom p'tur. Me'achar shekol rishuyos shelanu heim karmelis, since our rishuyos there are karmelis, amrina matza esmino v'neir kemoshin isbar b'simin shin mem hey. And shin mem hey yud tes is not brought down. The Rambam is of the opinion that if you have a makom p'tur that opens to a karmelis, so then in such a case it has the din of the karmelis itself. So here we have two different reasons why a threshold that is either a makom p'tur or a rishus hayachid cannot be used to transport from it inside of the house, because it has a din when it's a makom p'tur, the din of the karmelis according to Rambam. The Rambam holds that if you have a karmelis open to a makom p'tur as presented by the Mishnah Berurah, that in such a case you would not be able to carry from the makom p'tur into a house because it assumes the identity of a karmelis. Rishus hayachid opening to a karmelis, of course, does not assume the identity of a karmelis, but a makom p'tur opening to a karmelis does assume the identity of a karmelis. The Ramah applies this to another instance we will not discuss, and now we will show how the Mishnah Berurah takes this to the bottom line. There's the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Ches. Bottom line, what about taking a key? If you are standing on a threshold and there is a Gentile that had brought the key for you from a Rishus HaRabin, you should be careful not to take it from the Gentile's hand, even if you're standing on the threshold. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'hine l'fi ha'mavur ba'gazu, yesh lizar, ba'osan ha'mekom l'sha'asar ha'tolto machma she'en shom erov, u'pesach beis ha'knesses hu l'tzad ha'rachov, and the opening of the shul is towards the street, ve'en shom cheder l'fnei ha'pesach, va'akum mevi ha'mafteach, shelo yikach ha'shamash ha'mafteach b'yado. Shamash should not take it, because you are taking from what Chazal turned into a karmelis, but that was a gzeira midrabanan. At the same time, the archway is technically min haTorah a rishus hayachid. So therefore, you should be very careful not to take from the karmelis an application of the second and third halacha from a Karmelis, or for that matter, certainly a Rishus HaYachid from a Rishus HaRabim Doraisa. And for that matter, even from a Karmelis onto the Skufa. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, wait till you and the Gentile are both under the archway, and once both of you are under the archway, so then there isn't a problem from him to pass it to you. If you recall, in the past, on Dav Zayin, we discussed the halachos of Churei Rishus HaYachid, and the issue of putting a key into a doorway, a lock. And now we just apply it in one more direction based on our halacha. The Mishnah Berurah also says, so number one, you have to be careful not to pass from the Rishus HaRabim onto the threshold. As well as we said that the threshold will now have a din of a Karmelis if it's opened to a Karmelis. Similarly, v'lo yiftach hadeles ad sheyaser hamafteach. One should be careful not to open the door and swing it into a Rishus HaYachid until you take out the key. D'shema ein batikra shechutz adeles arba tfachim. Because again, Chazal made a gzera that we're afraid that the archway is not going to be 4 tfachim wide, and that means that you'll be swinging a key from the Karmelis into a Rishus HaYachid. So Be'ezer Hashem, let's summarize these complex and intricate halachos in the following way. Because Chazal, and when I say here Chazal, I mean even the Rishonim, created a gzeira that we're afraid that even those things that have a status of a Rishus HaYachid when it comes to a threshold, that it is really not a Rishus HaYachid, and people will get confused. One is not supposed to transport a Rishus HaYachid into a threshold. At the same time, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Chaf Ches adds that since it's common to have a threshold that's 4 tefachim, and really according to Dinei Torah, it assumes the status of a Rishus HaYachid, then one should be careful not to have a goy carrying a key for you in the Rishus HaRabim and Karmelis, and then pass it to you when you are standing under the archway, because then in such a case, you will have done a half of a malacha with him if he's coming from Rishus HaRabim. And similarly, even if it's a Karmelis, at the end of the day, he'll be passing from a Karmelis into Rishus HaYachid. Finally, the fact that there was a Makom Ptur, the first point that we had started with, that according to the Dinah Gemara on Chesam Ebeis, some that's 3 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide has a status of a makom ptur, the Ramah quotes Rishonim, who say that since this makom ptur is open to a Karmelis, it loses its identity of makom ptur, and today a threshold is also not a makom ptur. Bottom line, carrying from a threshold into another Rishus, according to the Psakim of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah, is quite problematic, and therefore, in cases in which one opens a door from a threshold, one should be careful to take the key out. In the case of where there's no Rishus HaRabim, where there's no Eruv, so then in such a case, the key should be put back onto the Shabbos belt closed, and then the door should be opened up without opening the door, swinging it into a Rishus HaYachid from the threshold. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes probably our most nuanced set of halachos from the daf that we've ever had, and that's the halachos of Askufa. Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarech, our second set of halachos from Daf Tes, is the topic of what things are permissible to do before davening mincha, and at what time are those things permissible to do. Let's start and see how the halacha emerges from the Gemara itself. The Gemara comments on the Mishnah, on the top of Tesama Beis, that says that person is not allowed to take a haircut, go to bathe, samuch lemincha. The Gemara is a little incredulous in the beginning. The Gemara asks, that's a lot of time. Are we afraid that a person is going to sit and have a meal all day long? Ha'ikashos b'yom
tshuva. And the Gemara comes up with an approach where the Gemara suggests that all these Isurim only apply in Mincha Ketana. However, what's interesting to note is the Gemara does not accept this first teretz, or more precisely, the Halacha does not accept this first teretz, and the Halacha actually, in terms of the pure cut and dry Halacha, before we get into the fascinating Psharos of the Poskim, the pure cut and dry halacha is Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's rejection of the idea that a person has a lot of time in the day. And Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, no, already from Mincha Gedola is going to be a problem to do all the things described in the Mishnah. When it comes to a haircut, the scissors might break, says Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. When it comes to a meal, then a person might end up eating a lot longer than they expected. For that reason, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov takes our Mishnah as referring to Mincha Gedola. Let us now see how this plays itself out in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Reish Lamed Beis, Siv Beis, writes the Mechaber, Lo Yeshiv Adam Listaper Samach LeMincha Ad She Yispalel V'lo Yikadis LeMerchatz V'lo Bursaki V'lo Ledin V'lo Lechol Afilu Suda Ketana Samach LeMincha Gedola. Mi'ikur Dedina the Mechaber Paskins, that one cannot do all of these things even close to Mincha Gedola. At the end of the day, this is the position of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that we're afraid that if you're going to start, all of these things might end up actually taking 5 hours and therefore causing a person to miss Mincha. However, despite the fact that this is the cut and dry psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, nevertheless, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, V'yesh Cholkim, there are some who disagree, that the Isser only applies to a Su'uda Gedola, like Su'udas Nesu'in, or Bris Mila. This is how it's described by the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hey, as well as in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Our Mishnah had said that it's prohibited to eat already from Mincha. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said that it applies already from Mincha Gedola. The answer is, as we started out with, the Gemara originally had entertained the idea of a Ika Shos Tuva Bayom. There's a lot of time between Mincha Gedola, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and according to many of the poskim, Samuch LeMincha is already 6 hours into the day. There's a lot of time between that and the Zman of Tefillah. Hence, the only time we're going to be Machmir is, as the Gemara describes, the unique haircut of the Kohen Gadol, where it takes a tremendous amount of time to do, as well as a Su'udas Nesu'in and a Su'udas Mila. So then in such a case, a person cannot start those meals, L'chatchila, unless one has already Daven Mincha. The Ramah continues, and the Ramah quotes another opinion. V'yeshom desuda ktana filu samach l'mincha ktana shari. And there are those also who add that even samach l'mincha ktana, a smaller meal, is going to be permissible. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavav goes even more leniently. And he says that there are some who are even lenient on a suda ktana after mincha ktana. And the Ramah adds to this kula as well. V'no'agula ha'kel, concludes the Ramah, kishtei asvaros. We have two opinions above in the Ramah. Number one, some who said that a su'uda gedola is acceptable if it's samuch l'mincha gedola. So as long as it's before mincha gedola, one is allowed to start a bris. And number two, that a su'uda ketana is going to be acceptable even before mincha ketana. And we had the Mishnah Berurah said that there are many who say that it will be acceptable even after Mincha Ketana, and the Ramah is a little bit bothered at the end of the day that seems to be so different to the tone of our Gemara in Daf Tes on the days, where he concludes, V'esher atam mishum da'achshav korin l'beis ha'knesses, since they call out for a minyan to shul, so then in such a case, it will be permissible. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chav Tes concludes, Omnom anshe maisa nogin l'spala mikodim shalchon l'beis ha'merchatz. People are, or anshe maisa are careful to daven mincha before they go to bathe. Therefore, one, according to the pure Ramah, even though the Gemara's theme was very, very different, the pure Ramah, these Isurim from our Gemara do not apply as long as it is a Suuda Ketana. However, I would like to add, if one would follow the spirit of the Ramah, where the Ramah tries to find the spirit of the Heter, that he says that it's based on the idea of the Shamish that calls, that would only apply to a person who knows that he's going to be exposed to some type of Shamish. That doesn't mean the Shamish of the Rebbe. It could refer to many, many different things. For example, here in Eretz Yisrael, we have a siren before Shabbos that goes on 40 minutes before Shkia. So if a person decides to make that his Shamish to remind him on Erev Shabbos to Dan Mincha, of course these halachos apply throughout the week, then that could work. Maybe a Shamish, I would like to suggest that one's phone alarm could serve as a reminder to Daven Mincha. However, the spirit of our Gemara and even the spirit of the Kulos in the Ramah are based on the idea that the person will have some reminder. Unfortunately, I can attest as well, there are times that we might have forgotten Mincha, when if we had followed the rules and the spirit of the Gemara, and even the spirit of the Ramah, to have someone remind us, then it might not have happened. And we should remind ourselves that the whole heter, according to the spirit of the Ramah, of eating before davening Mincha, is only if there would be a Shamish that would remind us. Again, we will not be more stringent than the Ramah himself, Me'ikr Dedina Tzmutter, but this Gemara reminds us that Chazal were very careful in their preparation for Mincha and not to forget Mincha. And even the Ramah, who's lenient, is lenient, he says, in the spirit, only if the individual, it was based on the idea that the individual would have a reminder. And we could argue that the Shamish doesn't have to be literally a Shamish that's calling people. A siren could serve as that reminder, or a phone alarm as well, or one's spouse. As long as one believes that it's reliable, so then it will work as well. This concludes the halacha sections of the fascinating Daf Tes in Maseches Shabbos. Two different worlds of halacha, two different worlds of Gemara.